is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's. ERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Kephart and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And a very good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee as we kick off our very lengthy boys-girls basketball season for 2015-16 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We kick off year number 10 beginning in January, believe it or not. And we open up the campaign in basketball with the Fort Loramie girls hoops team in action. The defending state champs in Division IV, coming off a great 26-win season 1 year ago. Head coach Carlos Siegel in year number 17. Redskins have been averaging better than 23 wins a year over the last seven seasons. And Fort Loramie with the return of two very potent scorers from a year ago, Jessica Berger and Holly Fry, should be a potent club once again here in 2015-16. The opponent, also a high-quality team in its own right, Tippecanoe, a team which went 27-1 a year ago, lost in the regional finals in Division II to eventual state championship team Kettering Alter.
Really good basketball
team.
Yep,
Tippecanoe really was. Did graduate Haley Prince off right. that team. Excellent score, 18.5 a game, and went to Toledo right. to play. But everyone else is back for Tippecanoe. Fort Loramie returning some fine players from the team a year ago, although we'll highlight in just a few minutes those who did graduate from that team last season and a couple who chose to not play this year. We'll spotlight them for you in a moment. They were all fine contributors to that state championship team 1 year ago. These two clubs opened the campaign right here, Chuck, in 2014-15. Fort Loramie led the double digits in the second quarter. Wound up losing by six. High-scoring game. As I recall, it was an eight-point deficit at the very end. 68-60, Tippecanoe won it. Fort Loramie led 15-9 at the end of one. Was still up by five at the half. Led by double digits in the second and third quarter. Great opening season test for Fort Loramie. Vandalia Butler is a team that played Tippecanoe last night. Red Devils got off to a good start, winning by 23 at Butler. That may mean something tonight. It's not Tippecanoe's first game. It is the home opener for Fort Loramie.
Well, it is going to help them some. And playing down at Butler, I don't care what kind of team you got. That is a, if you're not used to playing in that gym with those weird backgrounds behind the baskets, it's a tough place to shoot the ball, especially from distance. You take a look at Fort Loramie, and Carla Siegel does just an outstanding job of taking what she has and meshing them into an incredibly cohesive unit as the season goes on. Now, you talked about Jessica Berger and Holly Fry. Those are the two that are going to have to carry them early. They're going to have to get some kind of guard play. Taylor Gasson or Olivia Quinter.
Yep.
They're going to have to get good guard play out of them, because they can't ask Jessica Berger to play point and be their top scorer, too. That's just too much to ask. You can do it a little bit, but not for the whole season.
We've referenced this outstanding Fort Loramie girls basketball program already a couple times here in the open. Get a load of this. Way back in 2008-2009, Fort Loramie won 20. The next year, the girls program won 22 games in 2009-10. In 2010-11, 22 victories, 19 wins the following year, 27 victories in 2012-13, 26 in 2013-14, 26 a year ago. Two of the last three state championships in Division IV girls, won by Fort Loramie. Could have been a third. In fact, that was a high-powered Fort Loramie offensive team 2 years ago, which ran into Reedsville Eastern, and Fort Loramie was edged out in the state semifinals. But this Fort Loramie team, with 28 points back from last year's club in Berger and Fry, will be a force once again this season.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And you know, through most of those years, Anna was a real formidable foe for them, and they had a little trouble getting over the hump with Anna. But the league is not usually incredibly strong, so that gets them some wins. And you would say, well, you know, they get a lot of those 20-win seasons because of the league. But that's not the case, because they do not back away from anybody. They play Tip City. They go to the tournament in the hills or whatever, where they play Division II school 2 years ago. And,
yep.
You know, it's they do not – their schedule is outstanding, and that's what makes them good tournament time.
You're right. Six or seven Midwest Athletic Conference schools are on the schedule. Lima Bath is there. A fine Division II program in Maysville from up near Zanesville comes to Fort Loramie over the Christmas break. You mentioned the Berlin Highland Tournament,
yep.
The classic in the country.
That was close.
Summit Country Day. Very good division.
Oh, they were a good team.
Yeah. Outstanding Division III program will be Fort Loramie's opponent Martin Luther King weekend up near Canton. So Fort Loramie is battle-tested come tournament time. A loss early in the year, a couple losses against good opponents, are learning games for Fort Loramie, and they wind up benefiting the Redskins year in, year out. We mentioned it's year 17 for head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie. It's year number one for Andy Holderman. He's the mentor of the Tippecanoe program. He played at Wright State from 90 to 94, did Andy. In fact, he was the starting guard on the 93 team, which marked Wright State's first appearance in the NCAA tournament. And for the last numerous years, Mr. Holderman has been an assistant head coach in the boys and girls basketball programs at Vandalia Butler. Most recently, he taught 16 years at Butler. He's now been at Tippecanoe, teaching in the elementary school the last couple years. This Tippecanoe program has four starters back from a year ago. Count them, four. Aubrey Cox at 14 points a game. Carly Klodfelder at 16 points a game. They're the two leading scorers returning. Kelsey Wirtz, Allison Mader, and Sammy Rowland and Cassidy Wasson also started off and on last year for this Tippecanoe club, which, as I said, thumped Vandalia Butler last night 62-39 to open successfully the Red Devils girls' season. We're on the air tonight thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors who have been with us throughout the football and volleyball season, including three specific Fort Laramie game sponsors who are on board for Redskins contests all year long. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Fully licensed and insured is Tom and Jerry's, which meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. So many thanks tonight to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News offering you the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Laramie. Middendorf is developing Timber Trail that's located Route 25, south of Anna, north of I-75, great location near Honda, Anna Schools, and the utilities. Take advantage of some beautiful wooded lots at Timber Trail. The developer, once again, Middendorf Builders in Fort Laramie. Middendorf will customize a home for you to your plans and your specifications. I'm talking about beautiful homes. Middendorf Builders in Fort Laramie. Thanks as well to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. Hey, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions, including excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. In fact, the in-between is our pre-game sponsor. We've got starting lineups, opening tip-off, upcoming in just a moment. It is Fort Laramie versus Tippecanoe. Should be a superb girls' contest here tonight as we open the 2015-16 hoop season on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back at Fort Loramie High School. It's our Saturday night opener in girls high school basketball featuring the Fort Loramie Redskins, the defending state champs in Division IV against Tippecanoe, a regional finalist last year in Division II. When the regular season ended 1 year ago, Chuck, Fort Loramie was ranked 10th in the state in Division IV. Tippecanoe was number 2. In Ohio, in Division II, Kettering Alder was number one. The two teams had to collide in the regional championship game, and we covered that on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah, that was a good game, and they did a great job of shutting Prince down, and that was just a really, really good basketball team, Kettering Alder.
Haley Prince did graduate. She's at Toledo, as we noted earlier, but Tippecanoe returns five or six outstanding players who competed last year for a lot of minutes on the floor for the Red Devils. In fact, four starters do return. Fort Loramie graduated three young ladies off the club a year ago, Kelly Turner, Hallie Benanzer, and Janelle Hoing. They were outstanding contributors a year ago to that state championship team, as were Kristen Ratterman and Claire Kazmaier, who chose not to play this season. We've got the starters in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Hey, don't miss out on the big sales at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. There's a coupon available on the website for $25 additional off at Goffney Furniture, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Junior varsity game won by Fort Loramie, final score 29-26. Abby Holdhouse pumped in 13 points to lead Fort Loramie. Brooke Oslagi had 12 to pave the way for Tippecanoe. It was a tight struggle throughout. Fort Loramie girls won it by three in the very end over the Tippecanoe JVs. Starting lineups now for the Fort Loramie Redskins, about set to be introduced to a very good crowd here on this Saturday before Thanksgiving at Fort Loramie High School. 5'5 senior guard Olivia Quinter, 3.5 points a game. She opens up out front for Fort Loramie, which will open the contest with five seniors tonight. Maddie Brandewee, a 5'7 senior forward, starts. Jessica Berger, 5'10, a senior, over 16 points a game a year ago. She had a dynamite state tournament. Katie Hoing, 5'11, a senior. She'll start the game in the middle. Holly Fry at the power forward position, 11 points per contest, 5'9", and a senior. The opening five for Tippecanoe. Out front at guard, it's Cassidy Wasson. She is a senior. Forward, Aubrey Cox, also a senior. At the wings, Carly Clodfelder. She's a senior. Allison Mader is a sophomore guard. And Sammy Rowland is a senior forward. 16 points a game a year ago from Clodfelder. 12 a game a year ago from Cox. Cox had 16, Clodfelder 12, Mader 11 last night for Tippecanoe in the season-opening triumph by the Lady Red Devils over Vandalia Butler, 62-39. We're all set to go. Fort Loramie in the home white, black numerals outlined in red. Tippecanoe, the visiting red with white numbers. Two teams played last year right here. Because of a scheduling conflict, this year's game was moved from Tip to Fort Loramie. The next two seasons, these two schools will meet at Tip. Opening tap to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Right away, Jessica Berger launches a three, a 21-footer straight on, off to the right, no good. It hits the deck, a tie-up, and it's Tippecanoe's ball.
Some things haven't changed. She missed the shot. She got a big smile on her face and went, oops.
And I tell you what, her ability to shake it off and play the next point like it's a championship point is what makes her so daggone good.
No doubt about it.
Here's Tippecanoe airing the ball into the post to Clodfelder. It's thrown onto the arc to the three-point shooter, Wasson. She tries it, missed it off the front of the ring. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor. It is picked off, intercepted by Clodfelder of Tippecanoe. Up ahead to Rowland. Bounce pass into the post, stolen away. Nice job by Katie Hoying of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Quinter, loops it up ahead to Berger. In between the circles to Quinter. We played a minute, no score. Olivia wears number 12. Gives it up on the play to teammate Maddie Brandewey. Poked away by Tippecanoe. Mader got a fist on it. It's rolling the other direction. Mader dives on the leather. So does Berger. Quinter is there. It's ruled a second jump here in the opening minute. And it is Fort Loramie's possession. Came off to a little bit of a ragged start. Tippecanoe without a shot yet. Fort Loramie 0-for-1. Midcourt on the bounce. It's Berger. Guarding her, man-to-man, Sammy Rowland. Ball given up to Hoying, high post. Now Quinter between the circles. No score, 6:38 left to go first quarter. Berger outside the arc on the left. Oh, here's a good feed. Down inside to Brandewey, who cut off a screen, caught it, laid it in with the left hand.
Well done.
Fine execution by Fort Loramie. Redskins lead it 2-0. Here's Tippecanoe, left corner, it's Rowland. Being hounded very tightly by Fry, 20 feet from the basket. Ball lobbed to Wasson. Wasson on the dribble, now sets up the play from the center circle. Checked by Quinter. Wasson on the bounce with the left hand. Goes to Clodfelder, baseline left, around a couple players. Awkward shot in the lane, high off the glass, no good. Over the shoulder, rebounding foul on a Red Devil.
Holly Fry did a great job of boxing out that time, and the Tip City girl went up over her back.
2-0 Fort Loramie. Tip possession. 2 minutes gone, or I should say Redskins possession. 5:50 remaining now here in the first quarter. Here's Berger, gets the ball in the left corner. She seizes an opening, barrels to the rim, banks it off the glass. She's bumped as she scores. Counted plus one. What a play by Berger to start it off.
Well, Sammy Rowland is guarding her, and she's going to learn real early that if you reach on her and you don't get the steal, you might as well just go ahead and count two.
Yep, Fort Loramie's up 5-0. Redskins had a 6-point first quarter lead a year ago when these two teams connected. In fact, Fort Loramie led by double digits in the middle of that game before losing by 8 thanks to some Haley Prince heroics from Tippecanoe in the last quarter. Of course, Haley is on to Toledo, an outstanding basketball star. Here's a deflection in midcourt, knocked away by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. Tippecanoe throws it in. Here's a long lob by Clodfelder, intercepted in the lane by Hoying of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Brandewey, pulls up on the post. Bounces back to Berger at the timeline, over and back as the ball trickles into the other end of the floor.
Brandewey has got to take that shot. She got down on the block, and she, you could tell as she took it down, she really wasn't looking to shoot it.
And I think in time she will let it go. A couple games from now, that ball will be up and in off the glass. Here's Claude Felder, 20 feet away for tip. Gives it up baseline right to Cox. Back to Claude Felder. Ball is lost. Boy, Fort Loramie's defense has been very tenacious here at the start. Here's Quinter dribbling down the floor for Fort Loramie. Strides in from the left wing. It's kicked out of bounds by Tip. 5:09 to go first quarter. 5-0 Redskins. Baseline left. Quinter to trigger for Fort Loramie. Looks for help. Players are cutting. It goes low on the right to Hoing. Hoing dropped it. Got it back. 10 feet away, now gives to Berger. Berger stripped at the top of the circle. Common foul against Tippecanoe. 5-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, 3 minutes gone. This reminder, next Friday night, we'll kick off the Shelby County boys season. Fairlawn at Rushi. Two teams expected to contend for the boys title in Shelby County this year. Fairlawn at Rushi. Of course, it's a round-robin schedule. The seven teams in the county play each other twice. 12-game league schedule when the season comes to a close. And we'll have a Shelby County League boys game just about every Friday night, plus a few Tuesdays along the way for you. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding. Open player behind the foul line. Shot pumped up and missed on the play by Gasson. It rolled around the rim, spun off, and a rebounding foul against Fort Loramie. Chuck, out of bounds off the Redskins.
No, it was a foul, a rebound foul.
Personal picked up on the play by Maddie Brandwee. Midcourt comes Tippecanoe, yet to score in this game. Redskins have held the Red Devils without a point for 3.5 minutes. Here's Roland, 25 feet away. Gives it up right baseline to a teammate. Here's a jump shot tried, but Claude Felder, it is in and out, no good. It rattled off. Tough break. Rebound Fort Loramie. Berger to midcourt. Third different player assigned to Berger. Coming in off the bench, Kelsey Wirtz guards Jessica, who gives it up in the right corner to Quinter. Quinter starts a drive, pulls up. Shot is crammed. Taken away by Tippecanoe. Wasson down the floor. Gives it up left wing, 21 feet away. Claude Felder guns it. It is strong, no good. And Fort Loramie's got the carom. 3:50 left to go in the first period. Still 5-0 Fort Loramie. 20 feet away, near side. It's Berger. A little pick and roll with Brandwee. Ball is popped up in the air by Tip. Berger gets it back. Now it's punched loose again by Tip. It's in the left corner of the floor. And a good call by the official, Kevin Furr, as Fort Loramie fouled, diving in on the heap. 3:40 left to go first quarter. Fort Loramie with 1, 2, 3 substitutions. Taylor Gasson on the floor for the Redskins. Katie Hoing, who started, is back on the hardwood. And a timeout has been called. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Our lid lifter in girls basketball action this year on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Here we're back with the Redskins holding a 5-0 lead. Red Devils have yet to score here in the basketball game. We were getting a pronunciation here, and Jack's back.
Rayanne Fry has entered the game for Fort Loramie. Rayanne, a 5'5 junior. Down to 3.5 to play. Opening period, Tippecanoe has been shut out so far by Fort Loramie. 5-0 Redskins. Straight away with the ball for Tip. It's handled by Kelsey Wirtz, the guard. Now to Wasson. Ball rotated left corner to Roland. She tries a long three, deflected on the play by Fry, who blocked it and took it away. Standout defensive effort by her. Backcourt to Berger for the Redskins. Just over three to play in the first. Bounce pass left side. It goes to Taylor Gasson. Loops it across the top of the key to Berger. Berger fakes left, goes right. Dribbles beneath the rim. Throws into the lane. The ball is dished off on the play by Gasson to Hoing, who missed the 10-footer. Long rebound, baseline left to Berger. 17-footer, off the iron, no good. And we've got a scrap for the rebound, foul against Fort Loramie. Common personal, Tippecanoe possession. Taylor Prawl is in. She missed last year because of injury. Outstanding junior forward for Tippecanoe. She's in the contest for the first time tonight. 2:50 left to go, opening period. Dribbling into the left corner goes Wasson. Now through the top of the key she comes. Hands it to Prawl. Shot fake. Picked up by Fry on the perimeter. Prawl dribbling. Goes baseline right to Wasson. Tries to loop it into the lane. Fort Loramie gets a hand on it. It's loose. Aubrey Cox tracks it down near midcourt for Tip. 2:25 left in the opening quarter. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Boy, Fort Loramie's defense has been outstanding. Very tight man-to-man. Oh, here's a good baseline drive by Clodfelder. Clodfelder lowers his shoulder into Berger, gets space, and banks it down. Quickly, Fort Loramie attacking. Berger flips it up the floor into the right corner to Rayanne Fry, and she delivers a fine pass on the spot to Hoing at the post, and she's belted in the back shoulder as she shoots it. Two free throws here for Katie Hoing, 5-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tippecanoe got its first points in the opening quarter with 2:20 left. Free throw by Katie drops in. 6-2 in favor of the Redskins. Glad you could join us for our basketball opener here on scorersbroadcast.com for the 2015-16 season. Second shot, Hoing, no good. Rebound baseline right by Gasson. Throws it to the foul stripe to Hoing, who missed from 15. Tippecanoe's got the board. Here's a lead out the other way. Long throw down the floor to Wasson. She missed it right near the rim. Wirtz dove for the rebound, couldn't get it. Fort Loramie ball. Missed opportunity right there for the Red Devils, Chuck.
Yeah, she kind of pulled the string on it. She was all by herself, and instead of laying it up, she just kind of tried to push it in.
6-2, Fort Loramie. In backcourt, Rayanne Fry. Crossover dribble, Quinter now. Foul line extended left, Katie Hoing. Minute 42 to go in the first. 6-2, Fort Loramie. Sarah Stang's got it, high post. Good pass down inside to Rayanne Fry, and she makes the shot. Actually, it was Taylor Gasson on the finish. Good assist from the head of the key. Sarah Stang contributing to that play. 8-2, Fort Loramie. A minute 24 to go, first quarter. Clodfelder pick and roll with Cox of Tippecanoe. Shots missed. Some body contact down low. Good defense by Katie Hoing of Fort Loramie. Quickly, Redskins down the floor in the left corner. It's Taylor Gasson. Feeds a teammate at the foul line. Shot is bumped from 12 by Quinter. No, off the flange. Rebound Tip. Minute left, first quarter. 8-2 Fort Loramie. Hustling is Clodfelder into the forecourt for Tippecanoe. Gives it up to Wasson. Right corner, Cox on the drive, through the key, left hand, got the bounce, it rolls in, but wipe it off the board. It's called an offensive foul. That was a tough 50-50 call for the official, Mr. Harrison, but he was on the spot, sold it. Fort Loramie likes it, Tippecanoe doesn't.
He didn't think it over, he just made the call.
50.7 to go here in the first quarter. 8-2 in favor of the Redskins. One thing, Chuck, about Fort Loramie girls basketball that is usually a constant game in, game out, quarter in, quarter out defense.
Yeah, they play defense, and they play it on all levels, JV and varsity.
It is very sticky here tonight. Tippecanoe, one bucket in 7 minutes and 20 seconds here at the start of the game. Fort Loramie rotating the ball very nicely to Stang. Stang's got it, left of the key, 18-footer, hit the back of the rim, no good. Rebound slapped out, but Tip. Let's see what Fort Loramie tries. Baseline right of the hoop. Playmaker is Quinter. Into the lane to Berger. Berger lost it. Good defense. She was hemmed in by two players. Tippecanoe on the dribble drive. Hustling down the floor. Cassidy Wasson with the left hand. Reverse layup. Good. 8-4 Fort Loramie. Berger back the other way for the Redskins. Baseline right. Tried to throw a pass cross court. Intended for Gasson. Picked off by Tip. 12 seconds left, opening quarter. Deflection by Fort Loramie's Berger into the hands of Rayanne Fry. Backcourt to Quinter, 4 seconds left to Berger. Dumps it in the lane to Fry, twisting drive, up off the backboard, rim, no good as the buzzer sounds. Ending an exciting first quarter of play, a lot of activity. Back and forth, up and down, only 12 points scored. And Tip, in fact, was blanked for 5 minutes and 40 seconds to start the game. Fort Loramie girls 8, Tippecanoe 4 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&A Muffler and Tires and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie. They're on the air with us, supporting each and every Fort Loramie game webcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Tippecanoe with a turnover as we start play here in the second. That was forced by good, tight defense from the Fort Loramie girls. Redskins have the ball out high, handled there by Sarah Stang. Now to Jessica Berger, foul line extended left. She lets it go. It's in and out, no good from 16. Long rebound to Tip. Quickly, Red Devils down the floor, hustling into the lane. It's Allison Mader, lost it. It's on the floor in the right corner, a pile-up. Fort Loramie gets possession and a timeout at the same time. 48 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 8, Tippecanoe 4. Redskins up by 4 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
And don't forget, it's the pork chop special tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Pork chops, it's the special of the house tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 left to go, first half of play. Fort Loramie with the basketball at midcourt. It is Olivia Quinter on the dribble, now to Berger in the left corner. Hits a teammate, Katie Hoying, at the foul line. She dribbles to the baseline right, tries to leave it for Taylor Gasson, and Tip is alert, gets a hand on it, and swipes at it. It goes out of bounds. Berger throwing in far right side of the floor. 1:03 gone here in the second. She heaves it in play to Hoying. Underneath on the left, couldn't hang on, tracked it down in the corner. Flipped it back out to Quinter. Being guarded very closely by Cassidy Wasson for Tippecanoe, who makes a steal. And she's on her knees with the ball, and she gets a timeout. Good awareness by her. 6:45 left until halftime. Fort Loramie 8, Tippecanoe 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Tippecanoe possession, far side of the floor. Red Devils will have it. It will be inbounded by Carly Clodfelder. Backcourt to Cassidy Wasson, who made a neat steal for the Red Devils just before the timeout. Ball given up to Clodfelder, left corner. Tries to throw inside to Cox, but there to pick it off is Hoying for Fort Loramie. Katie down the floor to Olivia Quinter between the circles. Olivia dribbles to the right, throws to Berger, far right sideline. Jessica whips a pass into the post to Hoing. Hoing powers to the rim. It is no good. Rolled off. Good, strong rebound. Coming in from her guard spot is Quinter. She scoops it off the floor and banks it down.
Yeah, she kept moving. Then we put a body on her, and she was rewarded with two.
Well done by Quinter of Fort Loramie, which leads 10-4. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Wasson dribbling on the arc, goes to Roland, foul line extended right, tries to squeeze between a couple Redskins, foul called against Fort Loramie.
I think it's going to be is the first foul on Holly Fry.
Ball lobbed in play, but tipped from underneath the rim to Roland, top of the circle. Hands off to a teammate. Now it's rotated on the play to Mater. Dribbles, drives into the lane. Leaves it behind her to a three-point shooter, Sammy Roland, who pops it in from way downtown. A triple, 10-7. Fort Loramie's lead quickly is sliced in half from 10-4 to 10-7. Outside the arc on the right, it's Quinter. Quinter down low to Fry. Fry stumbles to the floor, a lot of contact. It's batted out by Tippecanoe. Substitution for Fort Loramie, Rayanne Fry back in. Taylor Gasson out.
One of the things this early in the season that coaches really have to do is to start to try to figure out what their rotation, substitution rotation is going to be.
And I tell you what, Chuck, nobody learns that any faster and implements it any better than 17-year head coach Carla Siegel at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she's pretty good at it.
Redskins inbound the basketball, but a miscue. A bad pass goes out of bounds from the top of the key to the far side of the court. And Tippecanoe now with a three-pointer can tie. 5:20 left to go first period, or I should say first half. It's Wasson, left flank to Wirtz. Ball rotated baseline right to Wasson again. Quinter on her. Baseline left, Aubrey Cox. Here's a runner against Berger, way short. Fine defense by Jessica. And two players, one from each team, with hands on the leather. They go to the deck. It's a jump. And Fort Loramie gets it. Alternate arrow favors the Redskins. 10-7 lead for Fort Loramie, which led 8-4 after one. Been a low-scoring second period, just like the first. Here's Holly Fry at the high post, gives it up to Hoing. Hoing down low, leans in, and gets the roll, and she's fouled. Strong move by Katie Hoing, Chuck, who has not backed down in the post so far for Fort Loramie. Looks like she's going to be a very solid contributor.
Well, yeah, I'm impressed by how mobile she's been out there playing offense, definitely.
5'11 senior Katie Hoing with the field goal, a chance for a three-point play. And if memory serves me correct, Jessica Berger gets her first respite of the game.
Now she sat for probably about 35 seconds at the end of the first quarter.
Jessica out there during the free throw by Hoing. She shoots it up. It is no good. Hit the back iron. And the ball is tipped out by the Redskins. Tippecanoe at midcourt. Down 5. 4:40 left to go first half. Guarding is Quinter very closely. Ball goes on the arc to Taylor Prawl for Tippecanoe. She launches a long 3. Airmails it strong. Quickly, Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Down the floor in a hurry. Rayanne Fry pulls up. Missed the 15-footer. Rebound tip. A reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. Foul goes against Rayanne Fry. 4:24 to go first half. 12-7. Fort Loramie up 5. To the Redskins, Chuck, not having played a game, unlike Tip, which played last night, are giving a good account of themselves early, especially at the defensive end.
Defensively, they're doing a great job. They've got 8 turnovers, maybe a little too many, but I think the shots that they're taking, I think they're getting have a good shot selection.
Oh, yeah. The choices in shooting the basketball have been from right where the Redskins want to fire them. And over the span of the next few weeks, those shots will fall. Each of these two schools went deep into the volleyball tournament. Both lost in the regionals, although neither one of these two basketball teams has a big handful of young ladies who played volleyball as well. Bad pass by Tippecanoe. Intercepted by Taylor Gasson, who neatly jumped in front of Sammy Rowland and picked it off. Up the floor to Quinter. Now to Fry at the high post. Now to Berger on the arc. Berger's checked there by Roland. in the top of the circle. Open for Fort Laramie Stang. She tries to light it up. Missed it off the back iron. Strong rebound by Fry. No good. Second rebound, Fry is in, but it won't count.
They said she shuffled her feet.
A little traveling music for Holly Fry. I didn't see it. Of course, I was looking at the ball up on the iron. It took away two. 12-7, our score remains. Fort Laramie in the lead, 3:42 to go first half. Tippecanoe with the ball in the arc. It's Prawl. She fires left side of the floor to Sammy Rowland. She's double-teamed out near the timeline, and she's either got a foot out of bounds or is bumped.
No, that was a silly foul by Holly Fry. They had her trapped, and then she decided to reach in over the top.
Foul situation, Berger and Fry, number two on Holly.
Yep, that's her second. Jessica doesn't have any.
Holly gets a breather. She sits down. Tippecanoe inbounding. Far side of the floor, Claude Felder into backcourt to Wasson. 12-7 Fort Laramie. Under 3.5 to play first half. Wasson gives it up 15 feet away to a teammate, Rowland. Very tight defense applied by Ray Ann Fry of Fort Laramie, which triggers a traveling call. Midcourt, Quinter for Fort Laramie on the bounce. Near side to Katie Hoying. 25 feet away to Quinter. Straight away it goes to Sarah Stang. Right side pass, Quinter. Quinter bobbles, pressure defense. She's doubled, must get rid of it. Stolen on the play by Wirtz of Tippecanoe. Down the floor to Wasson. Wasson hits the trailer, Claude Felder. And crashing into her from behind is a Fort Laramie player as Claude Felder shoots and catches the underneath side of the backboard, but she's got a couple coming here at the stripe. 12-7 Fort Laramie, 3:05 to go, first half. Claude Felder, free throw line for Tippecanoe. She averaged 16 a game last year, pumped in a dozen last night against Wright State. And she's headed to Wright State University to play for the Lady Raiders.
Yeah.
Is Claude Felder.
Not a bad gig.
Claude Felder missed the first, makes the second. 12-8, Fort Laramie by four. Redskins have never trailed. Fort Laramie was once up 8-2 in this game. Midcourt on the bounce, it is Quinter. Bounce into the right corner to Berger. Pressure defense, Claude Felder. Berger couldn't hang on, juggles, it goes out of bounds. Tippecanoe ball. 2:50 remaining first half. Behind the back on the dribble goes Allison Mader. Loops it across the top of the key to Claude Felder. Jumping, shooting. It's a long deuce. Bullseye. She's got it. Claude Felder nails one for the Red Devils. It's 12-10. Fort Laramie's lead trimmed to two. Deep right corner, Sarah Stang. Oh, here's a good slide of hand maneuver. A reach in, steal by Claude Felder. Claude Felder barrels down the floor. Drives hard against Gaston, scoops it with the left. It's good, and a foul. And Tip has tied it at a dozen each. Claude Felder at the stripe, chance to give Tip a one-point lead. Carly Claude Felder in the last half minute, Chuck, has taken over this game in her own way.
Well, one of the things that we talked about pregame was needing some good guard play, and right now they're shaky on the perimeter.
Free throw, Claude Felder, swish. She's got it, Tippecanoe. Down 12-7 a moment ago, has rallied for six in a row. And here's Fort Laramie dribbling up the floor, top of the key. Quinter can't maintain her balance after stopping the dribble. It's a walk. 13-12, Tip in the lead. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go first half. Dribbling timeline, Wasson for Tippecanoe. Pressure defense by Fort Laramie. Nearly stolen by the Redskins. In fact, it is deflected away to Berger. Here's Berger barging down the floor between a couple Tippecanoe players. Foul called as she tried to underhand it to the rim and thus attracted a two-shot foul. Pressure defense by Fort Laramie, 25 feet from the hoop, caused that breakaway the other direction. Berger with two made free throws here can give Fort Laramie the lead back. And she missed it. It's long. Down to 2:04 to go, first half. Second free throw upcoming here for Jessica Berger. Boy, she was a force last year in the state semifinals against Berlin Highland. She had a dozen rebounds in that game in 29 minutes. Second free throw also hard. Tippecanoe zips down the floor in a hurry and coughs up the basketball. Fort Loramie on the takeaway. Redskins get it right back. A minute 45 to go first half. 13-12, Red Devils. Here's Stang, 25 feet away. Tight defense by Klotfelder, who gets a mid on it. Picked back up, though, by Stang. Now to Owen. Both teams playing suffocating defense, man-to-man all over the floor. Here's Quinter, 25 feet away. Minute 26 to go first half. Fort Loramie down a point. Left side pass, Gasson into the post to Berger. Double down, but tip. Red Devils get a hand on the ball. Pry it loose. And then tip tracks it down to the baseline. Fort Loramie called for a reach-in foul. And it's a one-and-one. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com. Including M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, with a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Give a call to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Well, Tippecanoe missed the one and one. And Fort Loramie, working the ball around in the half court, is hit with a five-second call out at the guard position.
15 turnovers now for Fort Loramie here in the first half.
And Tippecanoe's Division II defense has been hampering Fort Loramie for certain. We're stuck at 13-12. Fort Loramie hasn't scored in 3 minutes. Tippecanoe up one. Baseline right on a drive. Red Devils, it's Rachel Rusk, who's in off the bench, and she extends a forearm offensive foul against her.
Yeah, she hooked her and went around her. That was an outstanding call.
35 seconds left in the first half. Fort Loramie down a point. Berger in backcourt for the Redskins. Jessica's had trouble getting free. Of course, Tippecanoe has been changing up different players on her. At least four different young ladies have been guarding Jessica throughout this game. Here's a batted ball at midcourt, out of bounds off tip. 23.2 left in the first half.
Whichever side she's on, they are shading that side defensively. They're saying somebody else is going to have to score.
Berger inbounding. Gives it up on the play to Quinter. Quinter back to Berger. Foul line extended right. Here's an 18-foot jump shot tried by Fort Loramie's Olivia Quinter. Around the rim and in. 1-point lead Redskins. 8 seconds left first half. Klotfelder in the forecourt. Gives it up to Rusk in the right corner. Three to play in the half. Now to Roland behind the arc. She guns it. A long 21-footer. No, off the back rim. And the first half finishes. Well, Fort Loramie, thanks to the 2-point hoop in the waning seconds of the second quarter, owns a 1-point cushion, 14-13 at the halftime break. Fort Loramie led 8-4 after one. Redskins have a 1-point edge, a slim one, after two quarters here at Fort Loramie High School. It's our basketball opener for the boys-girls hoop season. It's Tippecanoe playing at Fort Loramie. Next Friday night, we kick off boys action with Fairlawn at Rushi. 14-13, Fort Loramie up one at the break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
what makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
The Fort Laramie Redskins lead Tippecanoe by a point in our girls' basketball opener here for 2015-16 on scoresbroadcast.com. 14-30 by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health brings you our halftime report as we take a look at the stats. Chuck?
Well, if you look at it, kind of a first game look for Fort Laramie. They're really trying to feel out what they're going to do this season. They turned the ball over 15 times in the first half. That's way too many. Tip City turned it over 11 times. Tip had zero offensive rebounds, 8 total. Laramie had 5 offensive rebounds, 15 total. Individual scoring for Tippecanoe, they were led by Carly Klodfelder with 8. They got 3 from Sammy Rowland, and they got 2 from Cassidy Wasson. 2 for 4 from the free throw line, scored 4 and 9, 13 for the first half. Fort Laramie led by Olivia Quinter. She had 4. Then they got 3 each from Jessica Berger and Katie Hoeing. They got 2 from Taylor Gasson. They got 2 from Maddie Brandewee. Holly Fry did not score. I don't know if she even took a shot in the first half. They were 2 of 6 from the free throw line. Very uncharacteristic free throw shooting by the Redskins in the first half.
You're right, Chuck. Holly Fry might have gotten one shot in which there was a foul or a traveling violation. It didn't go in. Jessica Berger's had very few good looks. Both teams excelling defensively. You're right, it's a little rough offensively, a little ragged. You would expect that in November. It won't be that way a month from now for sure. Tippecanoe scored 62 points last night against Vandalia Butler, 62. That just is an indication right there of the Lady Redskins D.
It's a combination of the Lady Redskins D and how bad the GWOC North is.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Laramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Laramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's
There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Laramie High School. Redskins 14, Tippecanoe 13 at the halftime break. That's because Tippecanoe's last extra point, Chuck, was wide right. 14-13, Fort Laramie leads it by one. Time now for our LaCalle Equipment Halftime segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCalle, located in Jackson Center, was conceived once upon a time in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Moving to Shelby County back in the 80s. And LaCalle has become a major employer in the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks so much to LaCalle Equipment, a sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com since our nine-year start. A lot of gratitude to the folks at LaCalle Equipment. We are very gracious for their contribution to ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCalle Equipment underwrites a segment here at the half where we spotlight student-athletes who have excelled on the court and in the classroom. And let's look back to last season. Three very fine seniors on that club for Fort Laramie a year ago, helping lead the Redskins to the state championship in March of 2015. Kelly Turner, Hallie Benanzer, and Janelle Hoing. And they are joined this year by six additional seniors. I shouldn't say they are joined, but there are six additional seniors on this year's team. Taylor Gaston, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandeweed, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry. Six outstanding seniors, excellent students in the classroom on this year's Redskins Club. They are honored here tonight thanks to this contributing sponsor, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Understand that the Anna girls tonight lead New Bremen by 10 at the half. And in Division 6 playoff football, Mechanicsburg is up over Marion Local 7-6 late in the third quarter.
Wow. We saw Mechanicsburg last year. That's a good football team.
Oh, high-quality program. Yep, excellent club. Leading Marion Local by a point late in the third quarter. Thanks to Jeff Bray, who was one of the pioneers of ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Jeff, who has texted us that score from way down in South Carolina. How in the world he's keeping tabs on Mechanicsburg and Marion Local from down in Myrtle Beach. I'll never know. You'd think he'd have better things to do on the beach than keep tabs of a high school football score for us.
Hopefully he's not ignoring the 911 calls.
Well, we start the second half of action with Olivia Quinter getting a good power drive to the basket as she slipped around a Tippecanoe defender from the left corner and made a neat maneuver. What a play by Olivia. Boy, I tell you what, Chuck, if the Redskins get contributions from the guards as this season progresses, and I'm speaking of seniors, Taylor Gaston, Olivia Quinter, and junior Ray and Fry, if those three young ladies come along and continue to improve and develop and enhance the play of everybody on the floor, this Fort Loramie team will be mighty good come January and February again.
Well, I think Quinter is going to be a scorer for them. Where she has to really bulk up is taking care of the basketball on the point.
Yeah, got to be strong with the ball. 16-13, Fort Loramie leads. Opening minute, third quarter of play. Here is Tippecanoe dribbling far side of the floor, and a defensive foul is called against Fort Loramie.
That's on Jessica Berger. That's her second.
Two on Jessica. 16-13, Fort Loramie. Tips had one lead. It was at 13-12 late in the second period of play. Here's Claude Felder, high post for Tippecanoe. Enters the lane. Shot is short. Got the rebound back. Missed it. Good defense against Claude Felder. Both plays from Fort Loramie. And the rebound on the second shot is pounded out of bounds by the Redskins. Tippecanoe inbounding from below the iron. It's sent out high to Cox, outside the arc to Wasson, straight away, lets it fly, no, off the back rim. Long rebound to Quinter, loops it down the floor to Berger, goes behind the back in traffic, leans in, left-hand shot, much too hard, got the rebound back, though, and resets the attack. Now to Quinter, 25 feet away. Minute 15 gone, third quarter, Redskins up three. Oh, an outstanding post move in the lane by Hoing, shot it too hard, though. Good entry pass by Gasson. Shot a bit too strong. Here's a three-on-two break, but Tippecanoe giving up on the play, but Claude Felder to Roland, right back to Claude Felder for the lay-in.
That's how you do it. You give it up to get it back.
16-15, Fort Loramie up one. Berger to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Guarded there by Roland. Gives it up down to the right corner to Quinter. Around the top of the circle to Hoing. Now Berger straight away to Fry. Foul line extended right. On the arc, Quinter. Quinter chucks up a three, a little left, no good. Rebound comes away to Cox of Tippecanoe. Cox into the forecourt, 5:55 to go, third quarter. A near palming violation against Tippecanoe. The end result, though, is a foul on Fort Loramie. 1 point lead, Redskins. Katie Hoing checks out. Well, Katie's footwork down inside has been pretty good in this game.
Yeah, I mean, even that last one, she got a good job of getting to the rim. She just didn't make the shot.
Here's a long lob by Tippecanoe from out of bounds at midcourt. It's caught low to the left by Cox. She twirls to the rim, banks it through with the left hand, and she is fouled. Set up very nicely by Tippecanoe. Solid inbounds play from the half-court line. And the Red Devils go back in the lead again by a point. And Cox connects on the foul shot to convert the three-point play. Tippecanoe's lead is now 18-16. Scoreboard reads 17-16. I'm not sure that's right. Here's good ball rotation by Fort Loramie. Fed off to Rayanne Fry. Top of the key. In and out on the jumper. Long rebound, Tippecanoe. Red Devils bust out the other way. Driving layup, the Mater. Got it. 20-16 in favor of Tippecanoe. And Fort Loramie takes a timeout. Seven quick points for the Red Devils. 5:26 to go in the third. Fort Loramie now down four on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. But Chuck, it was about this time a year ago in the opener when Tippecanoe, down by as much as double digits, started to rally back and eventually overtook Fort Loramie to win by 8-68-60. Of course, tonight, not nearly that many points will be scored. It's 20-16 Tip. As after the timeout, Fort Loramie throws it inbounds. Here's a hurry jump shot by Quinter. No good. Rebounded by Tip, but a walking call below the basket against the Red Devils' Klotfelder. Baseline right. Quinter to trigger for Fort Loramie. Looking. Throws. Foul line. Caught there by Rayanne Fry. Now to the top of the key to Gasson. Outside the arc, high right to Quinter. Quinter in a spin move. Gives it up to Fry. Fry's got an open lane to the basket. Starts a drive. Pulls up. Can't get stopped quickly enough, and she travels.
Well, they're defending Jessica Berger, who only has 3 points. They're defending her with length, and then she's having trouble getting her shot off.
I was about ready to ask you, Chuck, is Jessica still stalemated at three on the night?
Yep.
3 points for Jessica. Just simply not getting good looks. And now Fort Loramie has entered into his own defense as Tip comes up the floor. Momentary delay. A contact lens adjustment by Allison Mader of Tippecanoe. So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins Restaurant at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookinsusa.com. That's brookins-usa.com. Pork chop special tonight at Brookins. It is delicious. Dave Ross alongside told us about 20 minutes ago he had the pork chop special earlier this evening before coming to the Fort Loramie game. And he said it was outstanding, just like it is every single time. Tippecanoe up four with the ball. At midcourt, it's Cassidy Wasson on the bounce. Right side pass to Allison Mader. She hangs on the dribble. Throws it near side to Wasson. Gives it up left corner to Klotfelder. Left available, but misfires short on the 15-footer. Good hard-nosed rebound by Jessica Berger of Fort Loramie, and she's nudged.
Excellent box out that time. She did a great job of boxing out before she went for the rebound.
Yep, she put on a clinic on that rebound. 4-point lead for Tippecanoe. Fort Loramie will enter from down to her left. It's Hoing in backcourt to Quinter. Quinter brings it up. Guarded by Wasson at midcourt. Quinter dribbles down the right side. Gives it up in the right corner to Stang. Baseline right to Berger. Berger hits a cutter down the lane, laying it up off the backboard. Rim no good, but a foul. Good effort by Quinter, who steered her way down the lane. Berger dealt her a nice pass. Two shots at the stripe for Olivia Quinter, a 5'5 senior. First shot, lot of rim, and it comes off.
2 for 7 now from the line.
Up 70% free throw shooting. Just above it, just below it, usually a staple for Fort Loramie. Not so here tonight, but it will get better most certainly as the season progresses. It's game number 2 for Tippecanoe, the opener for Fort Loramie. Second foul shot was in, and then Fort Loramie picks up full court pressure. Foul called over guarding against the Redskins in backcourt. 20-17 Tippecanoe, 4:15 to go third quarter. Red Devils enter to Cox. Cox, 80 feet from the hoop. Checked in backcourt by Gasson. Cox over the timeline. Gives it to Klotfelder. Straight away to teammate Mader. Mader backs out now. 3:50 left to go in the third. Near side to Cox. On a weave to Klotfelder. And as Klotfelder reaches for the pass, she's clobbered. Foul on the play by Quinter of Fort Loramie. 20-17, Tippecanoe leads. We've been stuck at 20-16 and 20-17 for about the last 2 minutes. Tippecanoe with a 7-point outburst early in this half to go from 3 down to 4 up. Fort Loramie has converted a free throw to cut it back to 3. Here's Wasson on the dribble, top of the circle. Throws it left corner to Mader. Mader's got an avenue, and she hits the crease hard down the lane, overshoots the shot. Good rebound by Tip, taken down by Klodfelder, who dumps a pass off, intercepted. Dribbling hard the other way for Fort Laramie goes Quinter. Quinter all the way to the cup, banks it in on the run. Oh, what a play. Count it, plus one. Good drive by Olivia Quinter. You're right, Chuck. She can be a scorer.
Yeah, she is a scorer, and she is the offense tonight so far.
Olivia Quinter with a good dribble drive. She forced the action, survived the contact, laid it in. Free throw hits the front rim. Backboard comes off. Tippecanoe with the ball at midcourt. Hooked away by Hoying. Hoying gives it up to Berger. Berger on the drive. Overshoots, but a foul against Tip. Well, very good alert defensive play by Fort Laramie here in the last half minute. Redskins down a point, a chance for two made free throws and the lead here. 3:06 to go in the third. Berger at the stripe as the Redskins attempt to improve on some poor free throw shooting here in this season opener. Rim, backboard, it rolls in for Jessica. Quinter gets a respite for Fort Laramie. She's excelled here tonight. We're tied at 20. Second free throw, Berger on the way. Swish, and Fort Laramie's back in the lead by one. 21-20. Five straight points for the Redskins, who've shut Tip out for the last 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Here's Wasson outside the arc. Gives it up deep right corner. Klodfelder, left-hand dribble. Wants to drive on Berger. Starts in, pulls up, baseline right. Berger gets a hand on the shot, takes it away. Well, it's been a good duel all night long, Chuck. Klodfelder and Berger.
Yeah, they're two really good basketball players going at it.
Jessica headed to Ohio Dominican, Klodfelder to Wright State. Entry pass by Fort Laramie, a dump down intended for Stang, low on the right. Tippecanoe gets a hand on it, and it's touched last by Stang. Out of bounds to Tip. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. 1 point lead for Fort Laramie. Tippecanoe to midcourt on the dribble. Cassidy Wasson dribbles into the right corner to Klodfelder, who heaves it cross court for the 3-point shooter. Rolling for Tip. No, off the back iron. Long rebound comes down to Gasson ahead to Berger for Fort Laramie. Redskins up one. 2 to play, third quarter. On the court now for Fort Laramie, Hunter Bargey, 5'11", junior. Bad pass by Fort Laramie, interception by Tip. Here's a Red Devil performer out of the arc. Steps into a 3-point shot after stopping the dribble, and alertly the official whistles it for a travel. Klodfelder moved both feet after coming to a halt. She was much more wide open than she anticipated. 21-20, Fort Laramie up a point, dribbling 25 feet away. Redskins have the ball on the arc. It's a Caitlin Lupke who's in now, 5'6", junior, who dishes off into the left corner, and it's loose on the court, touch last by Fort Laramie, goes out of bounds. A couple of miscues against the Redskins. Last two trips down the floor. 25 feet away with the ball for Tippecanoe. Dribbling is Mader. Mader twisting, starts toward the basket, but she's stopped by a 5-second call. Now, Fort Laramie's turned it over a lot, Chuck, but the Redskins have turned over Tip a fair amount of times, too.
Well, we're at 19-16 now, so, yeah, both teams turning it over way too much.
35 floor errors by the two clubs combined. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Here's Quinter. Zipping off into the right corner, gets it turned, starts to the baseline, a hooking foul against Tip. Team foul situation, 5 each way, each club with 3 timeouts remaining. Inbounding, Lupke for Fort Laramie. Caitlin, the 5'6 junior, looks for a teammate, no one available, 5-second call. 21-20, Fort Laramie up one. Changes for Tippecanoe on the floor. Taylor Prawl back in there, a junior. Here's the ball inbounded by Tip. Ball walked to the timeline. It's Mader. Gives it up right corner to Roland. Roland lobs that inside for a teammate. Busted up, though, by Fry. She's got the swipe for Fort Laramie. A minute to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie leads by one. Now to Quinter, head of the key. Coming out to catch Katie Hoying. Foul line extended right. It's Fry. She triggers a 16-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound. Baseline left but tip. Taken down by Mader. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Mader dribbles all the way down. Pulls up on the arc. Spin move. Baseline. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass outside to Clodfelder. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up one. Clodfelder picked up by Quinter. Right side pass to Prawl. On top to Roland. Left side pass to the three-point launcher. Mader at rim, no good. Strong rebound, Cox banked it up and in. Nice play by Cox of Tippecanoe, which has the lead, 22-21. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Far left side, it's Gasson. Gasson to Quinter, 25 feet out. 8 seconds remaining, third quarter. Roland on Quinter. And Quinter starts to drive, little contact, shot blocked, taken away by Cox of Tippecanoe, and there's the buzzer. 22-21 tip after three. We'll leave it right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on its walls, right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches and pizza and the pork chop special tonight, each and every Saturday night. Your food is cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Brookins also the ideal space to reserve for those family gatherings and birthdays and anniversaries and wedding rehearsals and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken dinners and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins and the pork chop special coming right up tonight. 8 minutes left to go in this game. We start the fourth and final quarter. Tippecanoe with a one-point edge as Fort Loramie inbounds the ball to Quinter at the timeline. Coming out to catch is Katie Hoing. Left side pass goes to Rayanne Fry. Rotates to Berger. Foul stripe. Squeezes between two defenders. Leaves it to Quinter for a three try from the right flank, and she buries it. A long triple by Quinter gives Fort Loramie a two-point advantage, 24-22. Half minute gone here in the fourth. Tippecanoe's Taylor Prawl dribbles between the rings. Goes right side to Clodfelder. On the deck against Quinter in the lane. Leaner by Clodfelder. Too hard, no good. Fine box out by Berger on the rebound. Backcourt to Quinter. Olivia Quinter has sparkled here tonight in Fort Loramie's opener. Left side pass to Rayanne Fry. Now to Berger, out back. Three-point try in the air. She makes it. Oh, she was traveling the arc. Give her two. Long bomb by Berger. 26-22. Fort Loramie in the lead now by four. 6:55 to go. Fourth quarter. Roland high right for tip. Looks inside for the cutter. Can't find her. Roland loops it to Mader. She sets and shoots a long three. Deep right corner. Too hard, no good. Tip made her no good. Strong rebound, Cox missed it, but her arm is grabbed. And Aubrey Cox gets a pair for tip. 26-22, Fort Loramie in the lead by four. A number of high school games. Girls action going on this weekend, last night and tonight. Sydney Rushi last night played a tight one at Rushi. That game moved to Rushi because of the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoffs at Sydney. And Sydney edged Rushi by five. Sydney made three threes. Rushi launched in nine triples in that game.
That'll keep you in the game.
Nine of them by Rushi. Both free throws by Tip are missed. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Fort Loramie quickly into the forecourt. Berger top of the key. being pressured very tightly by Mader. Oh, nice down inside pass to Fry, who missed it from point-blank range, but to the rescue is a teammate who gathers the rebound, foul on the play. Was it Hoying who missed the shot?
Hoying missed it. Fry got the rebound, yep.
Good effort by that duo on the interior for Fort Loramie. And they combined to give Fort Loramie a lot of strength on the inside. Katie Hoying, a senior. Holly Fry, a senior. Fry was hammered on the arm while trying to put the rebound in. Two free throws for her. It is no good. It hit the ring and clanged away. Neither team shooting fouls well at all. 16 fouls each side. We're in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Both teams. Fry missed it again. Rebound Cox of Tippecanoe. Fort Loramie still up four. Here's Washington backcourt on the high dribble. Dishes right corner to Roland. Roland inside the arc. Missed a long jumper. Rebound bounces into the corner. Tracked down by Cox. Tip still has it. Fry on Cox. Fry picks up her dribble. Cutting to the rim. Klotfelder. Good pass. Carly shot it hard. No good, though. Rebound on the deck. A scrum forward. It's a tie-up. And the possession arrow favors Tippecanoe. I understand that Marion Local has kicked a late field goal to go up 9-7 against Miamisburg. 9-7 Marion Local, 4 minutes to go.
Tell you what, we saw the Mechanicsburg-Minster game last year. It was the first game of the playoffs. One of the best high school football games I've ever seen.
Phenomenal double overtime game, wasn't it, Chuck?
Yep, and they went for two to try to just go ahead and end it, and they got stopped about a foot from the goal line. Yep. And then Minster went on and won the state championship. Yeah. So
Mechanicsburg gave Minster all it could handle last year and doing the same against Marion Local tonight. Well, we've got a miscue, a turnover against Tip, and Fort Loramie enters the ball into the half court. Here's Berger crowding her way into the lane. Oh, what a dish. Outstanding pass by Berger down inside to teammate Holly Fry, who powers to the rim. Boy, that was the feed of the night in the lead of six.
Yeah, did a good job of getting it. She drew the defense, got it down to Holly, and she scored in a lot of traffic. That's her first 2 points of the night.
5:50 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up six. Jessica Berger felt the double team, then the triple team down below the foul line, and made a nifty bounce pass in tight quarters to Holly Fry, who banked it home. 28-22, Fort Loramie up six. Here's Klotfelder sizing up a long three ball for Tippecanoe. She drains it. Oh, she got a nice screen from teammate Aubrey Cox. Good bounce pass on the play from Mader. Tip gets a timeout. No, it was ruled a two, apparently, not a three. 28-24, or was it 28-21 before that shot, Chuck?
Let me look at this.
No, it was 28-22. 24. It was 28-22, so apparently the signal by the official was two fingers, not three. 5.5 left here in this game, 28-24. Fort Loramie leads it, and we are in the middle of a tip timeout. And we'll talk to you about one of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, a proud sponsor of Fort Loramie games here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 28-24, following the lengthy two-pointer by Klotfelder, who took a half step inside the three-point arc and drained a triple. Fort Loramie's lead had been 26-22, then the Fry field goal following the great pass by Berger, and then the jump shot by Klotfelder. We're back to a four-point game. 5:20 left to go. Berger to Fry again. Oh, what a dish. Fry finishes for two more. Jessica Berger out of the left corner, eyes in the back of her head. Wow. Fry spotted up, and Berger out of the corner of her eye saw her and whipped it to her.
That was an excellent set play out of the timeout.
Quickly countering Tippecanoe. Klotfelder, a lot of traffic in the lane. Deals to Cox, who forced it. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. 4:54 to go, fourth quarter. Redskins up six. Ball thrown deep left corner. Berger high low to Fry. Fry positions, lays it up short, but a foul.
They are running Berger to the corner, and they're isolating Fry on the block, and they have two choices. Play it on behind and let her catch it. Play in front, throw it over the top. They're running that to perfection right now.
Holly Fry, 5'9", but because she creates space down inside with her strength and frame, she plays like she's 5'11 or 6 feet, and she calmly drops in the free throw to make it a 31-24 game. The advantage is 7 for Fort Loramie. Redskins led early in this contest, 8-2. The lead is now swelled to 7. Redskins try to make it 8, and they do. Fort Loramie up 32-24 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Tippecanoe on the ropes. Last year in the fourth quarter, Tippecanoe finished with a flourish to come from down double digits midway through the game to win by 8. Fort Loramie trying to defend and keep that from happening tonight. Here's a wild drive in the lane by Mader of Tippecanoe. Flipped it up on the run. It's off to the left. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Both teams in the bonus. Yep, if Fort Loramie can take care of the ball the rest of the way and make some foul shots, the Redskins should be in pretty good shape. We near the four-minute mark. Top of the circle, Berger left open. She launches a step-back three. Missed it off the back iron. It caroms way out to Kleinfelder. Quickly down the floor to Mader. Mader in the left corner. Ball tipped away by the Redskins. A shove-off against Fort Loramie. And now Tippecanoe has a chance to score with the clock stopped. Mader at the stripe. Berger gets a breather. That's four fouls on Jessica. She's spent as she comes off for a respite. You know, she won't be out too long. As soon as that lead begins to disintegrate, she'll be back on the hardwood. The one and one, but Tippecanoe is missed. Rebounded by Fry. Knocked away by Tippecanoe. And then Fry might have reached back in, or did Quinter. One of the two fouled. Poor Redskins had the rebound of the missed one and one. Tippecanoe, pretty tenacious, clawed that ball away. And Kleinfelder shoots the one and one as the Redskins give the Red Devils another opportunity at the stripe. Carly Ames, and she connects. 32-25. Fort Loramie's lead is 7. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth. Well, we'll see how the Redskins handle things offensively, Chuck, with Jessica Berger on the bench for maybe as much as a minute or two here.
Well, they can keep the lead at 6, but when it starts to go below that, they have no choice. They got to bring her back.
Well, Kleinfelder pops in both free ones. 32-26, Fort Loramie's lead a half dozen. Here's Olivia Quinter in backcourt. Dribbles up the right side. Nice job handling the ball by her. Now to Fry outside the arc on the left to Maddie Brandewee. Holds it high overhead. Goes near side to Gasson. It's dropped. It's on the deck. Let's see what we've got. Scramble for the ball. Did Tippecanoe jump on it and get a timeout, or did Fort Loramie plop on it?
I think they called the turnover and the timeout.
Yep. Red Devil possession when we come back after the Tippecanoe timeout. 3:44 left. Fort Loramie up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Tippecanoe possession. Redskins up 6. It had been as many as 8. Jessica Berger still on the bench. 4 fouls. Well, you can bet she'll be back in by the two-minute mark, if not sooner. Here's Tippecanoe to midcourt. Dribbling is Wasson, veers off into the right corner, gives it up to Mader, on a weave to Clodfelder. Clodfelder right around the defender. That's where Berger comes into play. She's not out there, and Clodfelder barges right down the lane for a driving lay-in. 3:22 left. Fort Laramie's lead whittled from 8-4, thanks to 4 points by Clodfelder in the last 30 seconds. Top of the circle, Gasson. Right side pass to Hoying for Fort Laramie. Tries to go cross court, deflected but tip. It's scrum fort, center circle, tie up, arrow, leaves it with the Redskins. 3:05 to go. Here's Jessica, a full minute sooner than we thought.
Well, I mean, it's just starting to slide. They need to get her back there because they're not handling the ball well on this end, and they gave up a easy layup to Clodfelder.
Jessica Berger, the stability Fort Laramie may very well need to finish off this game, back on the floor now. 2:58 to go in the fourth, 32-28, Fort Laramie. Here's Quinter, near side to Berger, 30 feet out. Jessica hangs on, being pressured very closely by Clodfelder. Jessica in a crowd, dribbles below the backboard, and walked with the ball. Oh, good collapsing D by Tippecanoe.
Now, if I'm Tip City, I'm going to throw the ball to Clodfelder and let her take it right to the basket.
Exactly. Jessica Berger's got four, and she's guarding Clodfelder. Here's a baseline drive by Wasson. Back out to Clodfelder. Steps inside the head of the key and swishes a long deuce. Six in a row by Carly Clodfelder, the fine senior for Tippecanoe, who's headed to Wright State. 32-30 now, six straight by the Red Devils.
And she's got 18 now on the game.
2:25 to go. Clodfelder with 18 of Tip's 30. Fry, foul line extended right for Fort Laramie. Gives it up to Gasson. Gasson, open look from 17, short. Strong rebound down inside by Hoying. It bounces around, comes off. Rebound left corner, knocked out of bounds by Tip. Boy, Katie had a good shot in close. She was bothered on the play. Couldn't get the roll. She'll make that shot in coming weeks. Berger inbounding far left side of the court for Fort Laramie. Throws to Quinter, head of the key. Slides down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander, short. No good. Rebounded by Tip. Taken down by Wasson in backcourt. Up the floor to Rachel Rusk, who's in. 25 feet away, Wasson. On top, Cox. A three would give Tip the lead. Here's Clodfelder. Now Rusk on a weave. It's a teammate down the lane. It's Cox. Back to Rusk. Straightaway three. Hit the back iron. No good. Way off. Strong rebound by Berger of Fort Laramie. A minute 30 to go. Redskins nurse a two-point lead. Over the timeline comes Quinter, and Fort Laramie takes a full timeout. 92 seconds left in the game. Redskins hang on to a precarious two-point edge on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
And so many thanks to American Architectural Glass, located in Clayton, owned by Jason Meyer of Fort Laramie. A lot of gratitude to him, all the associates at AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Clayton. AAG does high quality, outstanding work for a number of major businesses and universities throughout the Midwest. Fort Laramie with possession, with a two-point lead. Here's a side court pass broken up out of bounds off of Tip last.
Well, one thing I know at this point in the season, Fort Laramie's not going to be able to hold the basketball. They're going to have to keep trying to score.
I think you're exactly right, Chuck, as it's being inbounded. Far left side, but Gasson. Now to Quinter between the rings. And Quinter is being guarded very closely by a defender from Tippecanoe. It's Cassidy Wasson. Inadvertent whistle. I think maybe Kevin Fore, one of the referees in this game, thought that Fort Loramie had called a timeout. We heard the words timeout from someone, but not a Redskin player.
Well, no, Coach Siegel yelled something, and I think he got confused.
Maybe it was misinterpreted. Here is Quinter going back door to Berger. Berger with a power move along the baseline. Double team. Taken away by Tip. Here's Cassidy Wasson sprinting down the floor, but the Red Devils palm it and turn it over. Oh, Tippecanoe got a little high on the dribble. Haste makes waste. Well, Fort Loramie's got to watch the double team. Each time Jessica gets near that basketball, she's clamped by a couple red shirts. Inbounded to Katie Hoying in the right corner. Goes cross court to Berger. Berger catches low on the left. Ball's tipped, but she's fouled. That was a good inbounds play by the Redskins. A nice lob cross court. Hoying on the throw to Berger. Berger was loose momentarily. Tippecanoe aggressively got to her, but fouled. Jessica at the stripe shoots it and hits it. Was that the two shots or was that a 1-1?
1-1.
She was not in the act of shooting, so she canned the first to earn the second. Minute four to go. Fort Loramie up three. Make it four at 34-30 Redskins. Here comes Tips Wasson in backcourt. Wasson dribbling up ahead. She pounds it on the floor. Goes to Klotfelder, right corner. Berger crowds her, and Berger might have committed her fifth. It was shot by Klotfelder on the go. Berger got too close, shoulder to shoulder, two free throws. Klotfelder and Tippecanoe with 53.6 left will get a couple at the stripe to try to whittle it down to two as Rayanne Fry gets set to enter the court for the Redskins. Jessica Berger with a very good second half, but she's out with five fouls. Fort Loramie's got to cling to the lead over the last less than a minute.
Well, she's such a good defender.
Uh-huh.
That time, I think it's because she had the four fouls. She did not get herself in good position. She was too upright, and when Klotfelder started to go to the basket, she reached.
Klotfelder, two-shot foul situation, missed the first, swishes the second, and Fort Loramie's lead is 34-31. 53 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure by Tippecanoe. In backcourt, it's Quinter. Quinter sprints up the near side. Being guarded closely by Cassidy Wasson, a tip. Left corner to Gasson. Back to Quinter. She shoved. No call. Near side Gasson. Gasson around the defender. Made her from behind with a shove. And that will force Fort Loramie to shoot another 1-1. Ninth team foul on tip. Each team with nine. From here on, it's double bonus time each way. Free throw, Gasson, 1-1. Good, she makes it. Boy, she got that ball from the official, check, and didn't bounce it on the floor. She clutched it, eyed the hoop, shot it in. She tries the same strategy again. Let it go, got it again. 36-31, Fort Loramie. 35 seconds to go, fourth quarter, tip, top of the circle. It is Wasson to Klotfelder. Klotfelder off balance. Lena from seven. In traffic. No good. Foul shot. No good. Fry with the rebound for Fort Loramie. Redskins. Quinter in backcourt to Fry. Up the right side. Being pursued and fouled by Mader with 20.5 left. Fort Loramie Redskins trying to finish off the deal with Jessica Berger on the bench. Well, Jessica played her heart out in the second half and will not be on the floor for the final minute of play. Fort Loramie trying to seal this thing at the stripe. Double bonus, Rayanne Fry missed it off the back iron too hard. Second shot by Fry coming. It's in. Fort Loramie's made enough free throws down the stretch.
Fourth quarter, they've shot them well.
Yep, 37-31. 16 seconds to go in the fourth. Dribbling Wasson, top of the key. Right corner, Roland, jumping, shooting from 15. No, it's short. Rebounded tip, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Klotfelder at the stripe on the stick back. She was hammered. She is given two with 11.1 to go. Fort Laramie up by six. Not over till it's over. Klodfelder good at the stripe for tip. Boy, she's had a sparkling game.
She's terrific. And Laramie had 21 points through three quarters. They scored 16 here in the fourth.
Klodfelder connects twice, and Tippecanoe gets a timeout. Down four, 37-33 with 11.1 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chuck, it's been a bit sloppy at times. Two fine high school girls programs. These two teams will be rock solid in a month. Just give each one 6-8 games. But do we expect this to be close? It has been a nail-biter, a photo finish for scoresbroadcast.com, game number one of the 2015-16 hoop season.
Well, we thought it was going to be a good basketball game, and we haven't been disappointed. It's a little sloppy, first game for Laramie, second game for Tip, so that's not unexpected. You know, Fort Laramie, you look, Quinter had a nice game. Holly Fry came on with 6 points here in the fourth quarter. She really stepped hers up. Hadn't scored before that. Jessica Berger is at nine and fouled out. It's probably her low for the season scoring wise.
Right.
So they're going to have to get some. They're going to have to get better with the basketball. They turned the ball over 25 times now here in the game.
But Tip has offset that with what, at least 20 mistakes themselves.
They have 19. Yeah, you're right on there.
Jessica Berger has done a lot of little things which don't necessarily show up in the scorebook, though.
Well, they set up and they ran that same play three times in a row.
Yep.
And Fry got two baskets and fouled and made two free throws.
Well, Fort Laramie now will try to get the ball inbounds at the end of the court. Underneath the Tip goal, 11.1 to go. Fort Laramie having difficulty. The five-second count is on. And Carlos Siegel, head coach of the Redskins, signaled a timeout with 4 seconds plus elapsed. Tippecanoe thought they had possession.
Yeah, well, that could have been crucial because no time goes off and you turn the ball over.
Right.
But good, Carl Siegel's not going to let that happen.
Now, she had the watch on it, and she made sure she got that timeout called at 4.9.
Yeah, that was about as close as it was, too.
Well, let's set the scene for you. 11.1 to go still. Fort Laramie with the ball out of bounds under the Tip goal. Don't want to make a mistake down there. Redskins up 4, 37-33. With 4:40 left in the game, Fort Laramie was up 32-24.
They've got one timeout left. Tip has none.
Ah,
so they got that's the things you really talk about at a timeout like that.
Yeah, that's important. Tip cannot stop the clock with a timeout. Holly Fry will inbounds, whips it out toward midcourt to Quinter. She lost it. Tippecanoe got the steal. Here's a quick three fired by Roland. It is no good. Way off to the left. A tie up on the rebound or a foul. Well, the good thing about the miscue by Fort Laramie, Chuck, on the inbounds pass was the ball was thrown away out of the timeline.
You're right. If they would have turned the ball over for a layup, that could have been crucial.
Yeah. 3.8 to go. Holly Fry was jammed hard as she did get the rebound. Holly, Johnny on the spot, getting the missed three from Tippecanoe. She's at the stripe with 3.8 to go. A chance to close this game out. Free throw by Fry, in and out, no good. It is still a two-possession game, given Fort Laramie doesn't foul on a made three. Lead is four. Fry trying to put this away. Shoots it, hits it. Fort Laramie up by 5, 38-33. Final 3 seconds. Wasson dribbles down midcourt, head of the key. Long three-pointer way short. The final shot for Tip, symbolizing the night shooting for Tippecanoe for everybody but Carly Klodfelder.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the ball well, but quite honestly, neither team shot the ball well.
No. But Fort Laramie prevails 38-33, avenging a 68-60 loss here 1 year ago in the opener between these two teams at the Fort Laramie gym. Redskins triumphant by five. JV team won by three. We'll be back to sum it all up on the opening night of hoops here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank home equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie, where tonight the Fort Loramie Redskins have defeated Tippecanoe 38-33. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses in the region. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, virus spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices like phones and handhelds, iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, offering high-quality computer service on time at 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, one of our proud underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Chuck, it was not pretty by either team tonight. Fort Loramie defeating Tippecanoe in what I think most basketball experts in the region would say is an upset.
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah, defending Division IV defending state champs, Fort Loramie, against last year's Division II regional finalist Tippecanoe. Tippecanoe won the game a year ago between the two teams by 8. Neither team sharp tonight, but clearly Fort Loramie had much better balance all over the floor than did Tip, and that spelled the difference in the end.
Well, yeah, because Clodfelder scored 21 and nobody else had more than 5. Loramie had 8 girls score, led by Olivia Quinner with 12, and they got 9 from Jessica Berger, 7 from Holly Fry, all in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, that was the difference. And, you know, you say that can't go 22-0 if you don't go 1-0.
The silver lining to all of this is the guard play from Fort Loramie, especially Olivia Quinner. She handled the ball pretty well, and she pumped in 12 points, as you just mentioned. And without her performance tonight, Fort Loramie simply cannot win. So much attention given to Jessica Berger and also Holly Fry down low. Quinter stepped up, made a big bucket about midway through the fourth to extend the Redskins' lead to 6. Fort Loramie countered with another bucket to make it 8, and Tip simply could not come back all the way.
Well, Jessica had 2 baskets for the game. You're not going to see that very often. And what they did with her tonight was they guarded her with length. They had different people. If she would make the turn, if there was somebody waiting, they were saying somebody else is going to have to beat us. And actually, Olivia Quinter did beat them tonight.
And despite Jessica Berger being limited to 2 buckets, The Redskins come away with a season-opening victory against last year's Division II regional finalist Tippecanoe.
Yep, and as we look down the list here, we're talking Clancy's. The Clancy's player of the game is Olivia Quinter.
Oh, it's a done deal, a no-brainer. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And we understand that Anna defeated New Bremen tonight. Anna was up 17 points late. Anna wound up winning, defeating the Cardinals in a game played at Anna. Final difference in that game, we don't know, but Anna did defeat New Bremen tonight. My mistake, the game was not at Anna, it was at New Bremen. We are at Rushi next Friday night, Fairlawn at Rushi, as we open play in the Shelby County League boys schedule. Fairlawn at Rushi next Friday night. Tip off at 8 on the air at 7:45 on scoresbroadcast.com next Friday evening for the Fairlawn at Rushi boys game. Each club figures to be a contender for the Shelby County League boys title. Fort Loramie starts the season 1-0 tonight. The girls' team 1-0 after defeating Tip. Tippecanoe, which plays Versailles on Tuesday at Versailles, is now 1-1 after losing this evening and beating Vandalia Butler last night. So many thanks to our great Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them on the air with us for Fort Loramie games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's on West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still beaming today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Redskins win the varsity tilt by 5. After taking the JV game by 3, Abby Holdhouse knocked down 13 for the Fort Loramie junior varsity team coached by Phil Barhorst. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear on Campbell in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stiley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing the Timber Trail subdivision. Plenty of beautiful wooded lots available at Timber Trail, south of Anna on Route 25. Timber Trail with Anna Utilities, Anna Schools near Honda, close to I-75, wooded lots available. Middendorf Builders is developing Timber Trail. Middendorf with home customization to your plan and specifications. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Chuck really enjoyed it. A good start to girls' high school basketball tonight as Fort Loramie comes away with a hard-fought 5-point victory against Division II Tippecanoe.
Now, it was a nice start for the Redskins. Pretty much what you expect to see out of them.
And fine balance again by Fort Loramie Jessica Berger misses two of the last 4 minutes of the game. But Olivia Quinter comes to the rescue with 12 big points for Fort Loramie, which hit free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter when they counted most. For Rhett Gish, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have defeated Tippecanoe 38-33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.